And we spoke about that. We spoke about that very high level of our deal. We described this is where we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to a place where we makabel whatever comes from Hashem. We know that from Him, therefore it must be good, even though it doesn't feel very, very convenient or comfortable or pleasant. It can be scary. But the betochen we're dealing with is called Yovel Alechem makabel b'simcha. We makabel whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. We makabel because we know that it's for the good. That's the level that we're talking about. That's a very high level. But we have to try. We have to try and do what each person can do. You have to see where you're really holding. Sometimes it can be surprising. You suddenly think, you know, you think you're holding in a certain place, and you get any certain, you suddenly realize, whoa, I'm not holding anywhere. And then go back to your reel, and then slowly start working towards the correct direction. But that is the very high ideal that we saw there. Okay, so now we're going to focus more lemaisa, practical down here, where we're holding in the world we're living in at the moment. The world we're living in at the moment, we mentioned many times, kind of different to what we've been used to. There's changes happening, they're happening fast. We'll see, we'll try to apply what he's saying to the current matzav that we're living in at the moment. And we'll see that the current matzav we're living in the moment, is a lot of what we're going to be speaking about now. This was written many, many years ago. And things have changed, but not that much. It's just intensified. Let's see. Kufpei Aleph in the middle of the page. Matzav ze shel ribya yusurim rachmana l'tzlan hu mitznaya gula. This matzav that we see in the world today of an enormous increase in yusurim rachmana l'tzlan, that's one of the tznaim of the gula. Not one of them. That is the tznaim of the gula. Kmo shava ma'aral shetchiras atzmichi la'achir shlava rikvo in amuchla. Something can only grow out of a seed when the seed is completely disintegrated. That's how it works. You take a whole seed, everything's there, you put in the ground. Before anything grows out of that seed, there's first a rikva, there's first a disintegration. The seed has to completely rot and disintegrate. Then you get a smicha. Smicha sagula bo mitoicha rikva in a muchlat shokola oilom shekodem lemosa mashiach. It's a frightening statement. The tzmicha of the geula comes from the total disintegration of the world before Mashiach comes. Wow, what does that mean? What does it mean, the total disintegration? What, the world's going to melt and we're going to be flying around in space? What does that mean? Simonim greater. Chazal gave us many simonim, signs that person can start noticing and recognizing that we're getting close to Mashiach. Every one of those signs, if you go through it, you'll see were things that couldn't really have happened before. These are matzovim that are new. You go through the Mishnah in Tekavos, you'll see there's matzovim there. Not that it never ever happened, but it was never ever widespread. The things that we see today that we just take for granted were impossible not even 50 years ago. So the simonim that Chazal gave us, they're not just simonim. Hey, mitnaya gula. They're tonight, they're conditions, they're things that have to happen. Kasher kol ma'arechas ha-bitchoinyos, ha-kalkaliyot, ha-chevretiyot va-mistoiviyos, yarsu. As Mom is describing what he's saying here, spine chilling. When I saw this last night, when I was looking through this, was Mom spine chilling. We're sitting in a matzav at the moment. I'm sorry, you know me, I like to relate things to what's happening at the moment, see what's going on in the world. Because what's going on in the world is Mamash Hashem. It's quite astounding, and people are very frustrated by it. But you see a country that a month ago was handling this corona COVID thing the best in the world. The best in the world. They were coming from all over the world to look at this country, about to open up our tourism, about to da-da-da-da-da. And a month later, you're looking at a country, you think, like, what happened? There's a bunch of bumbling idiots that don't know what they're doing. Hey, what happened to the way this thing was being managed last? It was unbelievable. Not that they're going to make mistakes. but it was unbelievably well managed. And today you look at it, Mazazaya. No, that's what's happening. The security, the financial problems, the chinuch problems, the everything that this corona thing has brought to us is what he's talking about here. These are the time of the gula. The things that we put so much trust in, the things that we relied on, the things that we, you know, you have a country, you have a government, you live in a country, you live in a government, you have certain rights, there's a system of law and order and whatever, and then that's what's falling apart. What's going on in America? What's going on in America? Law and order and pulling down statues and the whole order, the whole world order in America is being turned on its head. And you step back and you go like, Marco Repo, what's going on? What's going on financially? Financially, the financial, we haven't even started getting in touch with the depth of the financial crisis here. And then he's saying is that he's saying Kashekola Sheke Yitmoitu Lagamar and Misham Yidboit Vitzmakolish Mashiach. The entire Mareche, the entire world order that we've been, the whole Olam HaShekeh has to completely disintegrate, and from that will be Tzomach Mashiach. That's very scary. That's very scary. I'm going to live in a world with no points of reference. I'm going to live in a world with nothing that I've been used to living for 60 years. Everything's going to be, that's very scary. Okay, so let's see how scary it really is. We know, well-known statement is the way that you went out of Eretz Mitzrayim with wonders and miracles, the so too I'll take you out of this goddess, Hashem says, Arena Niflois. But so when you come daim elamatzav shall clad yourself b'shar sh'om du rega echa difnei ha'geula ha'sefis al sfas yamsuf. Our matzav that we're in at the moment looks very much like Kfiyas Yamsuf. The moment just before we were redeemed at the Yam. Rav Pinkus used to say that was the most dangerous moment. We'll see from the Chazals now, we'll see how dangerous it really was. It was the most dangerous moment Klal Yisrael was ever in. It was a terribly dangerous moment. We'll go into it now. We always used to say, Leil Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you're at that moment again. We relive every year, we relive the spiritual forces that were there. Not commemorate. No, we're living through those moments again. He used to say that's the most dangerous moment. There's a Sakana Gedol at that moment. And then there's the Yeshua that comes with Kriyas Yamsuf. But before Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Doim El Geula today, there, at that moment there was a terribly frightening moment. So Chazal explained it like this. It says in the Pasuk, Yonosei B'chagai HaSele B'sei Samadrega. In Shir HaShirim, there's a pasuk that says, my dove is in the cleft of a rock, in the hidden step, in the hidden place. Yeah. Shir HaShirim, hard to translate. Well, that's Yotel Pachot, what it's saying. What was the marshal of Klal Yisrael? What was Klal Yisrael like at that moment, just before Kriyas Yamsuf? Yonosai b'chaga ha'sele b'sei samadrega. That's where we were. You have a little dove, and there's this big eagle, this hawk, whatever, this real serious bird, is chasing the dove. So he's got to run away, he's got to fly away, he's got to find a place. So he finds a little crack in the rock, in the mountain there, in the cliff, and he goes in to the cleft of the rock. He wants to go hide in the rock, but he's got a problem. This is your proverbial, caught between a rock and a hard place. Because inside the cleft where he's going to hide, there's a snake in there. He goes inside the rock, there's a snake waiting to gobble him up. He goes outside, there's this eagle, this hawk, whatever, waiting to, I don't know what the net is, waiting to eat him up. Kacha Yisrael? That was Yisrael. Hayam oilech v'so alem. That this is where this is taken from. Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf, what did they have in front of them? They had the Yam. They didn't know how to swim. They didn't know how to swim. Even good swimmers can't necessarily swim across Yam Suf. You know, you have to train for that. People swim across the English Channel. Not just any swimmer can do that, you know. Just because you could swim doesn't mean you can do that. That takes years of training. So the Klali Yisrael didn't know how to swim. There was no swimming in Mitzrayim. They didn't have chutz chiya. You know, going swimming lessons. So the sea was in front of them. The Mitzrayim are chasing behind them with all their weaponry and whatever. And on each side is all the dangerous animals and life of being in a minbar. There was no way to escape. They can't go forward, they can't go back, they can't go sideways. It's like this little dove who's chasing away from the big bird and has to deal with the snake. So, k'yoyne sh'ein l'kaf ragla manuach v'tzricha lifroch ba'avir. So this little bird, he doesn't know what to do. He can't go outside, he can't go inside, he's got like treading water. Ach k'nat fein izvot b'neki kasloim. Now, he was writing this 50 years ago. He's writing this 50 years ago, but today, this is mamash like reading the New York Times. We have a lot of enemies outside, just in case you forgot about them. So there was rockets in the Negev, I think, the day before yesterday. They sent a few rockets just to remind us that we're still surrounded by hundreds of millions of Arabs who want to kill us. They haven't gone away just because of Corona. They're still there. We've got Bayot Rabot Mibifnim. We're no short of... Before this Corona started, we had some serious, serious problems. Panosa, Briut, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch Yadolim, Void, Void, Void. Everybody knows when he gets up to daven, he knows what he's davening for. We have what to daven for. We have today... Riyut, Panosa, those are the two big things, but don't underestimate the ramifications. John Shalom Bayis, lockdown is causing terrible, terrible domestic issues. Chinuch Yeladim, unbelievable, the stories we hear, Rachman and Litzan, what's going on in our Yeshiva Bochrim, and the peak of our Chinuch is wobbling, and it's not poshut, not poshut, bichlal, and kulam nimtzayim b'mokedet, we mamash in a trap. There's nowhere to go. If you don't feel this, tell me how you don't feel it. I'd love to know from somebody who takes a good square look at the world we're living in at the moment, and you don't feel trapped. There was never a matzah for Boisa. I haven't been able to find a matzah in Jewish history. I'm not talking about in the times of I'm talking about post Churban, where Klal Yisrael didn't have somewhere to run. One country was pursuing us, you ran. The Germans tried to kill us, we went to America, we went to Africa, we went to South America. Through all the years when we were in Spain, we were able to go to Portugal, Klal Yisrael always had someone livroach. We had somewhere to run away. Today there's nowhere to run. I spoke to somebody now this morning from South Africa, a friend of mine. His daughter's been here since January. She's been in Eretz Yisrael. She came out to study. And they asked Charlotte, they decided to leave her here because the matzah in South Africa looked like kach pashut. And if you go back to South Africa now, you have to be in bidud there in a government facility. You can't be in bidud on your own. You have to go into a government facility. So, yeah. So, the South African government bidud facility, who would voluntarily put themselves in such a matzav? Anyway, so she's stuck here. So I asked him, is there any way, Lamaisi, if you could get her back, the flights or whatever. He says there's about one flight a month that you can maybe get back to South Africa from Eretz Yisrael today. Well, so 6 months ago, there was 10 flights a day to South Africa. From here via all different places. Today there's one flight a month. So where are you going to live, Roch? Where are you going to go? Even if you could get on a plane and go somewhere, where are you going to go? You're going to go to America? Well, go to Florida? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to... The laws are law for sure. There's never been in a matzah. More kidding. Mamash a trap. You feel completely trapped in. You can't get up. My daughter this morning had to write a mifchan. She's writing exams. She had to write it in Beitar. You understand? Anybody know what's going on in Beitar at the moment? So she has to write this thing. If she doesn't write it, she's in trouble. The government, Mizrada Chinuch, said she has to write it and she's in Yeshur to write it. Now you have to get an Yeshur to go into Beitar because they're Seger Shah. So you get all the Pikud Oref and you explain to them and they have a look and they say, we can see she has whatever, we'll send you the Yeshur. So you get an email 5 minutes later, your application has been denied. So you've been waiting for a year for this test. And then you can't even go write it. Anyway, they pushed off the Seger now till 1 o'clock. So Baruch Hashem, that's why I'm on the road at the moment. That's why I'm in a video here. I'm a little bit mubal with my situation, but I'm completely trapped. Look, I mean, he's talking. When I first read this, I don't know what he was talking about. Yeah, we had enemies. It was a bit of problems, but life was kept. Life was good. You know, you got on a plane, you go overseas, you go on holiday, you go here, you go there, you know, Ben Ezmanim's coming. What are you doing, Ben Ezmanim? You're talking, everyone's talking about Ben Ezmanim. Today we're talking about Bidud, Sega, you know, like how are you going to survive? Are you not going to jump from Ben Ezmanim? What are you going to do with all the kids? And they said, I'm almost lost for sure. And that's what's happening. So what does Hashem want from us here? As Lamaisa Ma Rotse Mitana Hashem Yisparach B'Shal Dora Lizum. So what does Hashem want from us? It's such a matzav. It's not theoretical anymore. We're mamish living in the middle of what he's describing here. Hashmi'eini es koylecho. Hukilo emelano. Itpolalu. Davin. Titzu keshe'imi. Ta'aminoi betiftichoi bi. He wants us to daven, whatever that means. Davening, that's a whole shir on its own. That's a ganz, a sugya. We have to understand what that means. Get in touch with me. Stop talking to me. Become in keshu with me, Hashem says. Stop looking at the teva of what's going on around you and see me behind everything. Have emuna and betochen in me. That's what Hashem says. Al tagishu ki'ilu atem abudim emiyoshim. Don't feel like you're lost and hopeless. Chas v'chalila. Tafnu yeshirus alai. Come straight to me. You don't need Pekur Oref, you don't need Mizra Chinuch, you don't need Mizra Abriyut, you don't need this, you don't need the bet, you don't need nothing. Avada, we're not discussing Ishtadlis now. Avada, you have to make your Ishtadlis, we're not discussing, we'll get to Ishtadlis in the next chapter. I'm not discussing Ishtadlis, I'm very proud of everybody out there, I've got to tell you. Those of you that have been with me for quite a while, you'll know that whenever we start learning Betochen, there's always somebody who puts up his hand and says, Rabbi, but you have to make Ishtadlis, remember? I want to see who's smiling out there. There's a few smiles. People know what I'm talking about. There's always some guy that says, what about Ishtadlis? And you tell them, yeah, what about Shatnas? And then they look at you funny and you say, what do you mean? You say, because Ishtadlis is a mitzvah, like putting on tefillin is a mitzvah. When you start talking about Panasa, nobody here will help. Nobody ever says, yeah, Rabbi, well, yes, let's put on tefillin. So why are you telling me you still have to make Ishtadlis? Ishtadlis has nothing to do with Panasa or health or anything. But we'll see. We'll deal with Ishtadlis. I'm very impressed that nobody here has said, Rabbi, what about Ishtadlis? Must be the words got out that I don't like that question so much. What about Ishtadlis? I'm a Keshe Ishtadlis. But we'll see, there is a Keshe and we'll deal with it. But I've had it. No one's saying you just, you know, sit in bed and talk to Hashem. You have to do what you have to do. No one's saying not. You know, you have to wear your mask and you have to do Avada. You have to Shmatim, everything you have to do. I'm not saying not. Avale, Alta Chapsu Segulas, Vibrochas, Mifaili, Yeshuas, Liminayim. I'm not running around trying to find Segulas and trying to find all sorts of wonder people that will do wondrous things and whatever for you. Al terutzi levakesh nevuas miyeladim autistim. Tifnu rak alai. You find it cute to go listen to the nevuah of these autistic children, whatever, if you find, you know, if that's geschmack, you know. I don't know, you could do that, you could, you know, do something else. Well, that's not what I'm asking from you, Hashem says. That's not what this is about. Tifnu rak alai. Shuvu la'avichem shebeshamayim. Yevavino avarachamim, who's also Esav Yasek, kolam asim levadoi. That's who we're dealing with here. So come straight to me. What are you looking for macherim for? You know what a macher is? Everyone knows what a macher is. In Israel you have it. In South Africa you have it as well. You have it all over the world. You need to get something from Mizrada Pnim, Home Affairs. So you can't do it on your own, because to get anything out of those places is impossible. It takes forever. It's whatever. It's just not shaykh. So you pay somebody who has connections and they take care of it for you. And that's their profession. That's what they do. You need a visa, you need a passport. So you pay someone and they know they've got contacts and they can do it for you. So the same here, that's what a segula is. That's what a segula is. Is you don't want to deal with Hashem directly. So you do all these things. Now, I'm not saying there aren't segulas that are boduk and come from gedolim and whatever. Fine. That's part of our avodas, Hashem do it. I'm not, but that's not what Hashem wants from us. Hashem's not doing corona here or blowing up buses or something. What he wants, because he wants me to wear a red band around my arm. You want a red band, wear it. That's not what he wants from me. He wants me to turn to him. That's what he wants. Kiblu es kola ba'aleichem b'simchu b'tmimus v'az tiyesh sheli. As Tiyesh Shili, Hashem says, I want you to be me. You want protector? You need protector? Come to me. I'm the best protector there is in the world. Don't start zuchdo and hitting the head, whatever, and thinking that this guy can help you, that guy can help you. Not any standards, you might have to pick up the phone and phone this guy. We're not discussing that now. But you know that that's just not an act, it's a hatsaga. Why you do ishtadus? We'll see. Ishtadus is, it has a very big place, it's not just a hatsaga. Ishtadus is an important part of the token, aval, it's not what we think it is. But what are you turning to all these other things for? You've got me, Hashem says, what are you, you know, it's like, you could come to the guy who owns the store, or you can go to the guy at the door that's checking the temperature and try to negotiate with him. Come to me, come to the head office, come speak to the boss. My late father used to say, he dealt a lot in South Africa with the government, with bureaucracies and whatever, in business, whatever. He used to say to me always, in any government office, there's only one guy that can say yes. There's hundreds of people that know how to say no. Your job is to get to the guy who knows how to say yes. He's the guy with the rubber stamp. You want to get an issue to sell them something. You want to get an order to them, whatever. There's 100 guys that will tell you, no, we're sorry, we can't help you. No, you can't get this. You can't do this. If they're all trained to say no. There's one guy sitting at the top who can say yes. So why waste your time on all the guys that can say no? Go to the guy who knows how to say yes. The same year, let's go straight to Hashem. Wherever his private number. We have his, you know, the red phone on his desk there. We have a direct call into there. So you have to learn Hilchos Tefillah. You have to learn about Tefillah. We have to learn how to do that in a chinami. But what are you dragging around trying to find help all over the place? Don't need from him. And you need to talk about this. Why am I talking about this on and on and on? I do like the sound of my own voice, but that's why I'm doing this today. I'm doing this because this needs to be mashlish. You have to speak about this and talk about it and share it with each other and not preach. I hope I don't sound like I'm preaching here. God forbid that. It's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just together, the chazak can learn together something the more odd kashub, because we're in a terrible situation here. And it's going to be made worse by the fact that we don't know how to handle it. The fact that nobody out there is handling this thing properly, that's Hashem also. The fact that suddenly Mizrana Briyut's gone from being the most mushukhlal Mizrana Briyut in the world to looking like a kindergarten, and mamash looks like Chochmei Chel, that's part of the plan as well. Hashem says you were trusting too much Mizrana Briyut, so you forgot about me. So now look, you put your trust in Mizrana Briyut. So the Chavis HaLavada says, so I'll leave you with them. I'm out of here. After it was so good, the corona, and we were almost finished with it, why didn't the country call the Sudha Sajjah? Why didn't we have a big gathering of fillers? Why didn't the Gedolim? I don't know, I don't question the Gedolim. Yes, no, Christ, finished. But why didn't I personally make a Sudha Sajjah? For me? Well, they handled that well, and now we finished with it. Shem said, you forgot about me, so who did I leave you with? I left you with them, so that's who they are. So that's why it's more chashuv. Nimchili Yisrael Yoina, my Yoina, Zu, Poshetis, Sovora, Lashkita, Kach Yisrael. But Yisrael is like this little dove. He stretches out his neck for Shkita. So to Klal Yisrael. Ha Yoina ain't no mit Nageris Lashkita. The Yoina doesn't, he's not against being Shechted. Ukabela says, Zah Dino Ba'av, Vakach Anu Bedoze. He accepts his Gzeiru with Ava, and so to us. We need to keep reminding ourselves as much as we can. This is good for us. This is from Hashem who loves us. This is kudu ava, perfect. This is what we need. Now, we're not holding there. We're not saying, oh yeah, no, this is for the good. That's why I'm chilled, I'm relaxed. No, yeah. But we have to keep working on this and instilling it. It's like dropping that water on a stone. Each drop of water makes an impression. It makes a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. וכך מפחדיש רב יעקב מליסה בתור יצרו עמו על שיר השלם פסוק זה. The Tzor Amo explains like this. What's the time? We have enough time to start this? Yeah, let's start. אם תראה כי יונוסי, if you see יונוסי, my dove, אלו הצדיקים, הנמצאים בחוג הסלע, you find them in the cleft, in the hard place, in the rock and a hard place, לעצים לברויח ולהטמן בנקיקה הסלויים נתונים בצורס גדולס ובסייס המדרגה. You find them trying to hide in the little cracks of the rocks or whatever, and you see they're in big, big trouble. ומדרגה סטויבה רולם נמנוס מהם. The levels of goodness that are due to them are being withheld from them. אל תתאמר כך. Don't get surprised. Don't be in wonderment about that. Da No, the cause of the Yisurim is Harenes Marecho. Lener Soisam Laharis is Yoifim Vestvukosom B. I want them to see their beauty, and I want them to see Hadobuta in me. Hashmienes Kolecho. I want to hear your voice. Harenes Marecho. I want to see your beauty. I want to see your appearance. Hastoris Hatoidemeim Hibishvil Sheishmoes Koilam Betvilam. I'm hiding from them the goodness that's Magielem, because I want to hear their voices in tefillah. And they mustn't think that they're not beloved in front of me. That's why the Tzar is coming to them. They mustn't think, well, you know what, all the Tzar is coming upon us because we're bad, we did wrong, Hashem threw us out of the shuls. No. No, that's not why this is happening. I love them, and I know that they have the ability to express and to show how much they love me. Even in the most difficult situation, you can't go daven in a minyan. You can't go daven in a minyan. You can, you can't, whatever, but the minyan, we're thinking, what's going to be with Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, we were talking yesterday, I'm used to davening in the yeshiva with 1500 people. There's a mile, my kids won't let me ever leave Tifrach for Rosh Hashanah because I have to daven in the yeshiva. My wife, no one's going to be in the yeshiva this year. I don't know, I'm going to be davening Rosh Hashanah at home. You have to learn how to blow shofar, chleisnisht, whatever. Hashem, what have you done to me? You've thrown me away. You don't want to hear my tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, the unbelievable event, and the aliyah, and the ruchnias, No. Hashem says, I know that you have so much more. There's so much more to you, and you're not expressing it because you're just riding on the wave. So I'll take away the wave and let's see how you swim. I know you can swim, Hashem says. I'll take away your surfboard and let's see how you swim. Because I love you, and I want to hear your voice, and I want to see that more of you. Ashira l'Hashem ba'oidi. David HaMelech says, I sing to Hashem ba'oidi. The Bo'idi means while I'm around, while I'm still alive, but there's a deeper Pshatya. I think I might have mentioned this somewhere, I don't remember. I don't know if I said it here or somewhere else. Bo'idi means I sing to you with the more. I have more in me. I'm singing to you Bo'idi with more. That's what Hashem's telling us here. Even in the worst situation, I know you, yeah. Gama goyim mevilne mevar bebishle sheikke kavonis nesinus atoyr mitzus amisol ayisa gedei sheyishimu es betrucham b'Hashem. The ikke giving the goyim says of the giving of the Torah is that will activate this betochen in Hashem. Zihu tachlis atoyr v'mitzus b'chinas tzadik be'monosa yichye. Be'monu kolu gam inyan betochen, included in monu is also betochen. If you scratch away inside him, you'll see Batochen's an integral part of it. HaBatochen wa kiyum ha-maisa shol mitzvah sa-imunah b'kol shitchei ha-chayim. You can have imunah, but you don't mean you have Batochen. Batochen is the expression of the imunah. It's the halacha la-maisa of the imunah in every aspect of our life. If you should be honest, yishnam b'Batochen medregas rabbis. Yeah, Batochen is many dagas. B'dor shalana anu skukim l'ramah gvur b'yayisir. In our generation, we're being stretched and pushed and shoved and coerced and seduced into the higher levels of betochen, the highest you can get, the betochen mukhlat l'Hashem isparach, nivli l'ashir shir kol shulu lo betochen. Not leave any aspect of our lives betochenless. We have to have betochen in every aspect of our lives, because if you ever look, there's an aspect of your life that's not falling apart. This coronavirus, who could have predicted such a thing, that a virus has not just affected our health, every aspect of our lives, our mum is really, really challenging. But I'm to talk on how you're going to get through this. Lo pashut. Anyway, I've gone over time. I'm sorry, it might have been a bit too intense today. Maybe that I do have that problem. I do tend to do that. Especially after I've dealt with Pekuda Oref for an hour before I started the vibe. I have to deal with Mizrada this and Mizrada that. It's at Atzbani. So maybe that's why I'm a little bit more whatever. So I hope it wasn't too pushing off, whatever. Bezrat Hashem, it was useful. But that's the matzav. The matzav we're in, if you stop and take stock of your matzav, you'll see. From all sides. Yodah b'chagah selawim, mamash takua. So what do you do in a situation like that? Right? You take out said to you, it's not connecting. Anyway, we have to talk about tefillah as well, because tefillah is many difficulties we'll have to see how we deal with that, and that's Hashem. But in the meantime, that's it for today. But that's Hashem. From tomorrow, hopefully, be back a bit more normal and a bit regular. So, up to there. Just Avram Marks, just don't go away. I need to talk to you quickly. Otherwise, everyone else, have a wonderful day. Be good. And we'll meet tomorrow.
Thank you very much.